How do you move past the trickle truth? Someone asked me this recently after finding out that their partner lied yet again. They'd asked one specific question: was there unprotected sex? Yes or no? Their partner insisted up and down, left and right, no. They didn't believe them, but they chose to believe them anyway. But then the truth later came out: yes, there had been. And now they're wondering, how can I keep reconciling with someone who just destroyed the foundation that they were standing on yet again? This is one of the most painful parts of affair recovery and betrayal trauma, regardless of whether you're reconciling or not, just finding out new information. While you're trying to heal, they're still managing and in control and pulling the strings of what you're allowed to access in the real world, still deciding what you're allowed to know, still protecting themselves while asking you to trust them or move on or forget that it happened. It's not just more details. It's a second and third and fourth betrayal, and those betrayals are often far more painful. With something like this example, that's a whole new layer. It's not just emotional betrayal. It's a physical risk as well. It's a violation of your safety. It's a violation of your trust. So how do you move through something like this? Well, the answer is you don't rush. Do not hurry to get through any new revelation of a betrayal. A lot of betrayed partners were feeling relief that they were making some progress with their partner, and so then they put a lot of pressure on themselves to get back to that point. But this is not an overreaction. If you're having a very rough time processing this, that's good. You should not be accepting news like this lightly. Your nervous system is responding accurately to the fact that a trust-building process that you both committed to has been interrupted by another severe lie. Instead of asking, how can I get over this quickly, ask what would actually need to happen for me to feel safe enough to continue. And separate forgiveness from trust if you need to. You can choose to not carry hatred toward them forever. You can also choose to. But either way, that is separate from whether or not trust is being restored. Forgiveness is an internal release. Trust is evidence-based. And after trickle truth, that evidence has changed. So I don't care how well they were doing before, that needs to be incorporated into the overall assessment as well. So if this happens, both partners need to fully understand that in a lot of real ways, the clock was reset. The unfaithful partner can insist, but the affair was months ago. The affair was years ago, but you lied today. You lied every day up until now. And so that ability to trust, that clock went back to zero. It's kind of like a days without incident sign in a warehouse reporting how many times there have been physical injuries. That gets wiped away and it's back down to zero. Days without being lied to, back down to zero. Now, once you give yourself permission to recognize this is a severe betrayal, protect your own peace of mind at the same time. You don't want to get caught in an eternal detective mode where throughout every single day, you're constantly scanning for inconsistencies, replaying timelines in your own mind, bracing for the next lie. Sure, yes, don't trust them. That's rational. But don't spend 24/7 obsessing over this either. That's just torture in a lot of ways. And there's a very clear difference between getting the facts to be able to make a rational decision and going pain shopping, looking for more information that's going to hurt you. Another thing that's hard to hear but is important, don't let your reaction become an excuse for them to lie in the future. You don't owe them a perfectly calm response. Absolutely not. You're allowed to, as far as I'm concerned, yell and shout, cuss. But if it goes beyond that, throwing things, creating a massive scene, resorting to physical violence yourself, things like that will make them not want to tell you in the future. Another tip is it's important to look for integrity, not just remorse. After trickle truth, tears and apologies aren't enough on their own. The real question is, do they volunteer information or do they just feel bad when the truth is revealed? And it might be genuinely feeling bad for you being hurt, but are they taking responsibility for making sure that all the truth is on the table? And then know your own limits. You can choose reconciliation. You can choose it not knowing where your exact line is, but you're able to say, yeah, this is too much. I was willing to work through the affair, but I'm not willing to work through yet another round of betrayal. That's not you going back on your word. That's you updating based on new information that's come to light. At some point, there likely needs to be a full disclosure if this has happened multiple times, guided by a third party, where the unfaithful partner lays everything out in as much detail as they possibly can, while being guided by that third party to make sure that it's not needlessly digging into pain that it doesn't need to. And if they're not willing to do that after being caught in trickle truthing, then I don't think that they view the relationship as a priority. Couples that are able to recover from this don't do it by pretending it didn't matter. They do it by the person who has lied multiple times, finally grasping the real depth of the damage that they're causing, genuinely being committed not just to remorse, but to proactive transparency and honesty, not performing sadness and tears for a few weeks, but building the kind of consistent, boring integrity that eventually gives their partner new evidence that they can trust them. And the betrayed partner, if they choose to stay, has to decide whether they're open to watching that happen. Not forcing trust, but leaving space for it to grow if the conditions become safe enough, and living with that uncertainty in the middle of they might not do enough to build back trust. They might not do enough to build back safety. And that's a different kind of pressure than blind trust. It's grounded observation. It's saying, I won't abandon myself to stay here, but I'm willing to watch you to see what you build. And yeah, there is some give and take. There is some honest conversations need to happen both ways. Yes, sure. However, the majority of it does rely on the partner who betrayed to rebuild that trust. And it is over time. And it is longer than most couples would like to admit. It's not something you can rebuild in 2 weeks or 2 months. There's no magic number, but I know that 2 months in my mind feels like kind of the limit for how long someone is able to put up a really good act. And you might say, well, yeah, but they fooled me for years. It's like, yes, but looking back, you can usually see the signs. And now that your eyes are wide open to the capability of what they're doing, it's different. Again, that's just a very rough ballpark, but typically people can put on an act for about 2 months, and then they really show their true cards in longer time periods beyond that. And so don't overcredit the first couple months of how good they were doing during that time period. Look at what have the last 2 months been like. That's who they really are the majority of the time. And I know it's always more complicated than that. That's why it is difficult to give advice that applies to every situation. So take what is helpful from this video, perhaps to simplify it a bit. Maybe think of trickle truth, not merely through the lens of, can I get over this new detail? But can I trust that this person is going to be honest moving forward? Can I trust that they're going to stop hiding when the truth isn't pretty? Because that is the number one thing that causes infidelity in the first place. People who are uncomfortable with painful emotions, people who are unwilling to be honest and transparent just in general. If you can't trust them, then through consistent action over time, there might be a path forward. But if the answer is no, your inability to move on isn't the problem. It's their inability to be honest.